The state Senate today found 9 state employees and Governor Palin's husband, Todd, in contempt for not conforming to legislative subpoenas last fall as part of the investigation of the firing of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan. None of the 10 were punished. Judiciary Committee Chairman Hollis French, who directed the investigation by a special counsel, presented the resolution to the entire Senate, saying it's unlikely that the events of last fall will ever happen again, but that the issue needs to be settled.
The Judiciary Committee subpoenas were issued in strict conformity with the law, essentially ordered those witnesses to appear before it. The subpoenas were lawful, and the subpoenas were disobeyed. Mr. President, we've been called a nation of laws, and in our system of government, an order is an order unless it's been countermanded by a higher authority. The Attorney General did bring suit questioning the validity of the subpoenas. However, you will see from the timeline in the resolution that he waited until the last moment to do so. The arguments advanced against the subpoenas were neither nuanced nor novel. They did not persuade the first judicial officer who considered them. The Attorney General's suit was, frankly, tossed out of court on its ear.
While finding the 10 people in contempt, the resolution sets no penalty on them. French explained that they all quickly complied once the challenge was rejected by the court. French said the resolution does not answer questions about what he called serious and significant actions by Attorney General Talis Kohlberg.